flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, there's more of him to love now. Dear Stephen Shirley, I dated a guy for 2 years back in 2015. I got a job transfer to another state, and he didn't want to do a long-distance relationship, so we parted ways. I was heartbroken, and I considered moving back home and taking a demotion just to be with him. He was 6'3", with creamy brown skin and wavy hair. He was a basketball coach. He was a basketball coach at a high school back then. Anywho, I got married in 2018, and the marriage only lasted 18 months. I told my sister that coach had been on my mind, and she encouraged me to reach out to him. It took me 4 years to get around to it. I called the school where he used to be a coach. He retired, but they gave me his email address. I emailed him, and he responded after a few days. He said he was happy to hear from me, and he said that we should have gotten married years ago. My heart was so happy, and I got nervous when he said he was coming to see me. 2 weeks later, he flew in and got a hotel room and invited me to dinner. He sent me an Uber, and there were flowers on the back seat, and I felt like a queen. When I got to the restaurant, I looked around, but the only thing I saw was the back of a bald-headed black man with big shoulders. I was shocked when that man turned around and I saw it was Coach. He's a big guy, and with him being so tall, he looked like a giant. We've been dating 6 months, and our conversation is great, and he's still got a great sense of humor, but intimacy is not good. Recently, after sex, he asked me to marry him, and he wants to elope. That's fine, but I really need him to slim down first. How do I ask him to lose 20 pounds? Do you think it will hurt his feelings? Well, yes, it's going to hurt him. It's going to sting him a bit. But trust me, he already knows. He really does. He's retired now, and I'm sure he's not as active as he once was. And he was losing his hair, so he cut it all off. These things happen sometimes as we age. It is okay. That's life. But if you love this man and you want to marry him, you got to be his friend first, and you got to tell him. You got to be honest with him, but you got to tell him nicely that you would like for you guys to lose weight, especially, you know, him, lose weight, get healthy, get in shape for the wedding, and you would like to try it and keep it up and incorporate it into the marriage. You guys messed it up the first time. You were heartbroken. He clearly missed you. So this is your second chance for the two of you to try it again and get it right this time. Steve?
Yeah, well.
No fat shaming.
Oh, wait, you guys.
Excuse me?
Whoa.
You can do it with
us. Is we finna do this letter? you want to do another letter? What you mean ain't no fat shaming? The whole damn letter about his ass being fat. That's what this whole, fat and bald. Oh, all right, let me see if I can do this without fat shaming.
Oh, okay.
Let's look at the numbers here. Dated a guy 2 years back in 2015. That's 2015, 2 years, 2017. Something like that. Got a job transfer. He didn't want to transfer, so you broke up. You were heartbroken, and you thought about taking a demotion. Now, you loved the guy. He was 6'3", creamy brown skin, wavy hair. Let's keep all this in mind now. 6'3", creamy brown skin, wavy hair. Your basketball coach, anywho. See, I hate when people tell stories and they go, anywho, like they trying anywho. To make light of it. I got married in 2018, and the marriage only lasted 18 months. Let's do some math. Let's say she talking about 2015, it ended. She got married 3 years later, 2018. It only lasted 18 months. That's a year and a half. 2019, damn near 2020. All right, cool. I told my sister, coach been on my mind. She encouraged me to reach out to him. We add 4 years onto that, and here we are currently. From 2015 to current. He reached out to the school he used to coach. He retired. They gave him his email. I emailed him. He responded a few days later, said he was happy to hear from me, and that we should have gotten married years ago. Lord have mercy. I was so happy this woman's sake. I got nervous. He was coming to see me. 2 weeks later, he flew into town, got a hotel room, invited me to dinner. Here would have let her get good. He sent me an Uber, and there were flowers on the back seat. I felt like a queen. What? That's queen? I didn't know you could get away with that. I send you an Uber and put some flowers on the back seat, and you feel like a queen. What kind of relationship was you in? Uber and some flowers, you get to be, girl, I like dating people like that. They ain't got very low expectations. I got to the restaurant. I looked around. Only thing I saw was, real quick, Steve, the back of a bald-headed black man with big shoulders.
All right, hang on. Okay. Keep it right there. We'll have part two of your response coming up, Steve, at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, there's more of him to love now. We'll get back into it right after this.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, there's more of him to love now.
Mm-hmm. All right, very quickly, because we got to get to the crux of what this letter is about.
Yeah.
A woman dated a man back in 2015, had been going. She loved him. It was great. She got a job transfer. She asked him to transfer. He said he couldn't transfer. He was a high school basketball coach. He just couldn't leave his team, his boys. She wanted to go on with her life, so she left. They broke up. They parted ways. She got married. The marriage only lasted a year and a half. She told her sister, I'd always be thinking about my coach. He was 6'3". Creamy brown skin, curly hair.
The
sister told her, reach out to him. Took her 4 years to do it. Finally, she reached out to him and emailed him. He emailed her right back a couple days later and said, we should have gotten married years ago. Oh my God, I was so happy. And then he said, I'm flying into town to see you. Oh, he came into town, got a hotel room. She was excited. 6'3", creamy skin, curly hair. She sent him an Uber. He sent her an Uber and put flowers on the back seat. She felt like a queen. She got to the restaurant. Here we go. And all she saw, looking around, but the only thing she saw was the back of a bald-headed black man with big shoulders. Now, wait a minute. The dude I remember had curly hair. But he was 6'3". All I saw was a bald-headed black man with big shoulders. I was shocked when he turned around and saw that it was Coach. Damn. Yeah, here we go. He was a big guy. And with him being so tall, he looked like a giant. Well, we've been dating for 6 months. See how that turned real fast.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Guess you didn't want to put in here. Your ass had picked up a little bit of weight, too, because obviously the weight didn't stop you. So now everybody else picked up a little bit, because there was no need of you dogging him knowing your ass ain't what you was. So right after you found out he was a big guy, when he looked like a giant, we've been dating for 6 months, and our conversation is great. And he still got a great sense of humor. Uh-oh. But intimacy is not good. Here we go. Boy, don't bring it like he used to bring it. Then gain too much damn weight. Now, here the problem with this letter right here. All this wheezing and stuff. Because, see, I'm going to tell you, here the problem with the letter. Recently, after sex, he asked me to marry him. And he wants to elope. Elope means to run away. Fat people can't run.
Get married.
When last time you seen a person just break out running? Elope. Y'all gonna slope off somewhere. But you're not gonna elope. And you wanna know why? She say that's fine. But I really need him to slim down first. How do I ask him to lose 20 pounds? Here's the problem with the whole letter. You need to learn your weights. This is more than 20. This ain't 20 pounds.
How do you know that, though?
20 pounds don't turn you into a giant. She said, with him being so tall, he looked like a giant. That ain't 20 pounds, lady. Know your weights. Big boy done swole. Big boy done picked up 45, 50. He lose 20, you might not even be able to tell. Now, his bald head, I can't help you right there. The curly hair gone, probably ain't coming back. But that giant you dating, the intimacy is not good. Because he heavy. And it's hard. He tired now. He can't hold himself up. You know, you got to be able to brace yourself, man. If you're going to be in a love-making position, you got to be able to lock your elbows. If you can't lock your elbows longer than 20 seconds, you're going to be raggedy in there. Because you got to be able to lock them elbows way longer than 20 seconds. Because that's one of the most, that's a power position you're in now. When you can lock your elbows, that's a power position. And if you can't bring power but for 15 seconds, 15 seconds normally don't get the job done. I just want to throw that out there. 15 seconds ain't going to really produce the reaction you want. Because you can't hold yourself up because your ass done got big. This ain't 20 pounds. And he bald-headed. Now sweat just dripping right on you direct because ain't no hair to catch it. So now he just dripping on you. And the sex ain't good. As soon as he got through having sex, he want to get married. And he want to elope. Why y'all got to run? How old are y'all? Why y'all got to run away? Just have a wedding. Elope. What is y'all running from? She called the man a big bald head giant. Come talking about, can I get him to lose 20 pounds? First of all, you need to learn your weights. 20 pounds don't make you no giant. Now, I know ain't nobody been on this show close to 6'3", but me. But me.
Oh.
And I'm just telling you, 20 pounds ain't going to make me no giant. Hey, because I lost 34 pounds and I wasn't a giant. Big boy need to lose some more weight with his wheezing ass. And you have to let him know about the 20. That's how you know you need to get in shape, because some friend of yours has to tell you.
At Steve Harvey FM. on Instagram and Facebook.
Shirley had told me I was pleased.
And check out the Strawberry Letter Podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.